Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 31st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks, Orogenix Inc. selects Southern Star Research as CRO for Phase 2A trial of intranasal concussion therapy, ONP02. Orogenix Inc., a clinical stage biotechnology company, has selected Southern Star Research as its clinical research organization for the upcoming Phase 2A trial of ONP002 in mild traumatic brain injury. The study will evaluate safety, tolerability, pharmacokinetics, and early pharmacodynamic effects of the proprietary intranasal neurosteroid. With approval secured in Australia, Orogenix and Southern Star are finalizing site selection and preparing for patient enrollment. CEO Janet Huffman stated that this partnership is a pivotal step in addressing the significant unmet need in concussion treatment. For more information, visit Orogenix's website at www.orogenix.com. ESG Breaks, Aston Bay Holdings Limited, OTCQB ATBHF, launches summer field program at Epworth Copper Silver Zinc Cobalt Project. Aston Bay Holdings Limited has launched its summer field program at the Epworth sediment-hosted copper-silver-zinc-cobalt project in Nunavut. The campaign will target deep conductors and near-surface anomalies for potential metal-bearing fluids. Initial mapping has identified multiple copper zones, with further exploration planned. Aston Bay is a mineral exploration company focusing on high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia, USA, and Nunavut, Canada. The company is also in advanced negotiations for other lands with high-grade copper potential in North America. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website.
Investor News Breaks. Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, achieves biological efficacy in Phase 2A SGX-945 study for Behçet's disease. Solagenix, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, has achieved biological efficacy in its Phase 2A SGX-945 study for Behçet's disease. SGX-945 demonstrated a 40% improvement in the primary ulcer endpoint compared to a historical placebo group, with 7 out of 8 patients reporting reduced ulcer duration, number, and pain. CEO Christopher J. Schaber stated that these results support advancing SGX-945 to address unmet needs in Behçet's and other inflammatory conditions. Solagenix is focused on developing and commercializing products for rare diseases, with ongoing development programs for various treatments. To learn more, visit Solagenix's website at www.solagenix.com.
Norvell Jefferson publishes Bio 2025 Trend Report, Pulse of the Industry, Biotech at a Turning Point. Norvell Jefferson's Bio 2025 Pulse of the Industry report delves into the shifting landscape of the biotech sector, emphasizing the transition from pipeline promise to performance. The report highlights 5 key forces driving innovation, including the evolution of CDMOs into market makers, the integration of AI as infrastructure, and the rise of patient-friendly formats like microneedle patches. Additionally, the report explores the personalization of biotech platforms and the importance of design-led branding. Norvell Jefferson aims to help brands navigate these changes by providing insightful and inspiring perspectives for biotech leaders looking to connect with confidence in a competitive market. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.